Alright, so Ches. Ches was left off, we left off with the halacha that you're not even allowed to lend on ribbis to your children, even though you would really lend on ribbis, so that's bad chinuch. That was Sif Ches. So here we move on to Sif Ches. So Tafilu b'malacha, Yishba mishum ribbis, Shalo yaseinu malacha, amanashi yasi imo, acheres the acher zman. So tonight is the very nuanced cases. So even when it comes to malacha, there would be a problem. That you can't do work on condition. He's going to do work for you at a much later date. Now, it's not going to mean necessarily at a later date. The person says, "I'll shovel your walk this time, and you'll shovel my walk next time." Assuming the walks are somewhat equivalent, so that sounds like that should be okay. But here we'll see the example here. It's not Omer Adam Lachavero Nachish Imi VeNachish Imach. That the Mishnah says that the person says to their friend, "Weed for me, and I'll weed for you." V'lo yomer lo, a person could say that. I mean, that's mutter. You weed my field, and I'll weed your field. That would be okay. But v'lo yomer lo, but don't say ador imi v'nach ishimach. But don't say I'll dig for me, and I'll weed for you. It has to be equivalent work. Shepamim she'acher she'osa lo chaveru kaveda yoser mi'osa she'asa lo. That ends up being that one person's going to end up doing more than the other one. Now, it's really only a problem with ribbis if the later one is doing the more work, right? That the first person does a little work, and the later person, was he gets to wait in order to do his work, so he's going to end up doing more, paying for that. So that would be a form of ribbis. It was schar shemamtin lo milaparo schar vodasa, right? And the payment that you're getting because he got to delay your work, that's a reward for the work that you did. Osei mil malacha hakveda yoser mizo shasa lo. You're going to have to do a tougher work than I did for you. So that would be a problem of ribbis. There's no money necessarily changing hand, but there is this issue.
Wait, you said something about a payment.
No, it's saying the payment of you weed my field, and I'll dig your field. So digging is harder than weeding. So because I don't have to dig for an extra 3 months, so that's like my repayment. My repayment is because I didn't have to do work for 3 months, I'm going to pay you back more than you originally put out. So you only put out a mere weeding, and I'm putting out a digging. And so because I got to wait, I'm ending up doing more. So that's ribbis. Right? Because I got to wait, hold the money for longer, I'm paying more. So it's the same, that's the equivalency that it's drawing. Right? Bob? That would be a problem, correct.
You said last time that I'm talking about loaning money, not loaning, say, a golf cart.
Yeah, so
here you're not really loaning money.
You're lending work.
The work is like,
so work has a value.
Like
yes.
Loaning money.
Right. So, well, if the work, remember, with the car example, you're giving the car back. You're not giving the work back. It's different work that you're doing.
It's more like,
so therefore, it's like the money case more than the car case.
Could the work ever be equated?
Sure.
Well,
yeah, but suppose...
The Mishnah gave an example.
Yeah,
that
but suppose you're stronger than I am. And then the effort put in is not equivalent.
Well, okay, the simple answer is there's a value to the work. There's a value. It costs, to mow my lawn costs the same as my neighbor's lawn. Now, yes, it's true. My lawn is a little bit longer, wider or something than my neighbor's lawn. But still, there's a cost to the lawn. And there's a value. You know, that's how much it costs to mow a lawn, even if somebody is larger than the other. Now, the truth is, if it's my lawn versus Sheldon's lawn, it's going to be a different price. Right? There's a clearly difference. But and it's going to be a different value. But if it's roughly the same size, the same work, it's what you pay for.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Check if there's more keys than there were when he.
I wouldn't know half these keys. I don't know what they do.
That would be ridiculous.
Yeah, here's it.
Okay, so that's it says Vafilu ba'osa sh'asalo, even if it's the same work. Im chaveri yasanalo bizman shekaved yosef, if he does it at a more difficult time, then it's going to be aser. So for example, the Mishnah says, lo yomer lo nichish imi kibigrid, v'nachish imach birvia, that I'm going to weed for you during the dry season, and you're going to weed for me during the rainy season. Apparently one was worse, I guess one was worse than the other. So even if it's the same thing, but it's a different season. The Mishnah, it's true, the Torah is not really spelling it out, but when I learned the Mishnah, I thought it had to do with the days, that you're working, putting in a day's work is going to be different at different times of the year. Now, again, yes, it's going to be different every day of the year. From one day to the next, the days expand and get smaller. But, okay, but there's still a quantitative value to a summer day's work versus a winter's day work. Good? Okay. So, comes the...
Yeah, I don't see how you can coerce someone into this agreement. Because I just don't understand the mechanism. It's true that with money, you can say, oh, I'm going to get more money back at the end, and that's ribbis. But here, I mean, there's some kind of agreement, and I'm going to weed for you, and you're going to do whatever for me that's more difficult. I don't see how mechanistically that's ribbis. I mean, I agree to do... This is a mutual agreement between two people. That someone needs something to do something at this particular time, and he needs something at the.
You can say that about all Rivers things. It's a mutual agreement between two people.
No, but with money, you're getting back more. You know, you wanted something, whatever this other work was, you needed it done. He needed the weeding that maybe he can't bend down, you know, so maybe he's better at doing that.
What about if it snows?
That's what I was trying to say. Yeah. If you're 35 and I'm 75, and even if the lawns are exactly the same, and even if the days are exactly the same, and you say, okay, there's no Rivers involved,
But it's still the same value. It's not about how long it takes you. It's about how much you can charge for it. It's about the value of it. But just because this person's old doesn't mean they get to charge more for the work that they do. Unfortunately. Fortunately or unfortunately.
But there's no money exchanging hands. It's a barter system.
Okay. But it's still a value to the work. All right, if you're away and if the Horowitzes are away when it snows and there's a township rule, neither of us has sidewalks, so it's not the best rule. Right, Bob and Sheldon, Bob's away when it snows, so Bob calls up Sheldon and it would be the other way around. Sheldon calls up Bob and says, Sheldon, Bob, I'm away, I need you to shovel my sidewalk, right? So it's 15 feet that he's got to shovel, right? Bob says, okay, fine. He'll say, I'll do it, but next time it snows, you're shoveling mine. So Sheldon's like, well, wait a second. Your sidewalk is twice as much as mine. You want the deal? Find someone else to shovel your sidewalk.
That's a perfect example because he needs a sidewalk shovel. Yeah. He's out of town.
And it's Usher. And that's the point. It's Usher. It's a different value of work. It's a different value of work, so she'll cut a different deal. But look, Rivas is, what do you mean? I need the money to start my business. It's a big chesed to give me a loan. The bank will give me a loan. You give me a loan.
Would it be winter if it was the same 15 feet?
Yeah.
Suppose it snowed for him 8 inches, and suppose by me it was 3 feet of snow.
Right. So that might also be subject to, well, what's the value? I mean, do the shovelers charge more depending on how much snow it comes?
Oh, boy, do they ever.
Okay.
But wait a minute. If I just offer to pay him, then it's no problem.
Well, you could pay him, and then he'll pay you the next time.
That's fine. I pay him, and he pays me, and then we don't have a problem. The only problem is we're not paying, so we're exchanging.
I wouldn't hire Bob to shovel.
Who's the guy that does the
shovel either?
He doesn't like it.
And we don't even have a sidewalk, and I wouldn't hire Bob.
He likes too long.
Thanks a lot.
All right. So that is the CXC. It's based on the mission. The mission itself is what brought down these halachos. And so in the Beis Yosef, he actually goes to the next level, and he quotes the following idea. What about the following? The Chasav Sefer Trumos, it quotes the Mishnah and Tess, and then Chasav Sefer Trumos, to be Kan Yish Lohia, in the Beis Yosef.
Which number?
Tess. Yish Lohia, Shemutr Lomer Lechaver, what about the following? Halvini Mane Chodesh Zeh, Vani Alvelecha Mane Chodesh Acher. You'll lend me a mana this month, and I'll pay you back a mana. And then in next month, you'll provide the money. I'll provide the money for you, and you'll pay me back. So was that okay?
Sure, it wasn't.
So aval lo yomer lo halveni manu chodesh zeh vani aval lacham matayim chodesh acher o manu sheni chadashim. So that's the sefer tshuvos. As long as it's the same amount, I mean, you're doing me the same favor that I did you. You lay me $100 this month, and in 5 months I'm lending you. Right? I guess one guy is a summer gardener, the other guy is a winter plowman. Right? So each one has different cash flow issues during the year. So I'll lend you, and you'll lend me. So he said, but if it's a different value, I'll lend you $100 now, and I'll lend you $200 later. So if I'm lending you $200 later, that's rivis, right? I'm being charged. I have to give up more later on than now. Mm-hmm. So that's his suggestion. The Mordechai kasev shema ram lahatir, but Omer eloch kedei shetarviach kedei shegam ata tilvani pamacheres mihu. So he quotes this. Mordechai says, okay, mihu matzasi dinira lerebi the aser. Ribbis katsutsahi. That is aser, and it is ribbis katsutsa. That's ribbis doraisa to make such a deal. So why would that be even the first deal, even the 100 to 100 deal? So why would that be ribbis katsutsa? So the Darkei Moshe points out, and hey, ki tanai mamun ze kayim. He says, because how is that working? I pay you the loan was actually mekayim. It was over. But tzarich lahavos lo gam kein kashir osamos ad sheyaviach behem kashir shetarviach b'maosav. Umishum ribbis ein kach. And so there's no ribbis in this case. It's not right. Nacheshimim. The proof that he brings is our Mishnah. Right? You'll weed for me, and then I'll weed for you. Umihu matzasi nira l'rebi, but I found some of the Rebbe, the halvani vani avelacha, that if you lend me and I lend you, shehi ribbis katsutsa, it is a ribbis d'oraisa, v'lo dami l'nechashi. It's not the same as the weeding case. Why is it not the same as the weeding case? The hasam ha-sheni chayv l'rishon. Because there, the second guy is chayv to the first one, dinar b'schara. Because he's already chayv a dinar to him. Umali parei lo b'mo, so umali parei lo b'nechush. What's the difference if I pay him back with money, and what's the difference if I pay him back with weeding? I mean, you weed for me, and now I owe you. I owe you for that work. So I have two choices: I could pay you back with money, or I could barter it and pay you back with a weeding of your field. So that's okay. That's a one-on-one deal. Aval halveni v'ani alvelecha. And if you lend me, and then I lend you, lo nischayev halove l'malve miuma. The love should not be chayev to the malve anything. Right, I already paid back the malva. Right, the malva gives me money. It gives me $100, and it says, "Oh, on condition that you lend me $100 in 5 months from now." So what do? I pay him the $100 back. So in theory, we should be even, but we're not even. Because all of a sudden now, I'm still bound to lend him money in 5 months from now. So if he says that, it's aser. In the Darkei Moshe, right? Ella schar mos mali shenosim alav schar amash alveni oshachozi umavolo adkan l'shono. So, but if it's just the payment, what's the difference if you give me the payment or that he? One second. Ani alav lo nischayv halov l'malve meuma el schar mos mali shenosim alav schar amash alvaso oshachozi umavolo adkan l'shono hamorachay chim pasuk shuvas arash etc. Uveis Yosef kasa v'shem sefer shumus lahatir. Says okay. Uvachelo yachser v'yavolo Yosef osman arach Yosef imasha halav. But the Beis Yosef. I'm not sure, I assume he's quoting from this Beis Yosef, but I'm not sure how you know what the Beis Yosef's conclusion is. The only way you really know what the Beis Yosef's conclusion is by looking at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuf Samech Siv Tes. So that is the pasuk in this case. That you shouldn't do work for God, the condition that he does for you. The work that's worse, right? More hard, right? If you last us imo osa malacha atzma, even if he's going to do the same work, aser imu b'zmachu yoser kaved. If he's doing it at a time where it's going to be more work, kigon shezem inachish that this guy is weeding toli shasav amroy mitil chatovim. Right? If you're living in Europe and don't know what it means to weed a field, so that's what it means to weed a field. Imo bigrid. This guy is going to weed for one guy, him in the dry season. He's going to weed for him in the rainy season. Fine. So v'im, so that, so he doesn't even mention the loan issue. So it comes to Ramah and says, what about the following? You money this time, you'll owe me money next time. Those that say it's aser. It's not the same as the work for the other work, the work exchange. When it comes to the loan has been paid back. So that's a problem. However, the mutter imenu malva lo lizman arach yosmi masha halva. If it's not for a longer time, then it would be it's okay. So it sounds like the Rama is a stam v'yesh. I think that under that assumption, you assume that it would be aser. That's what it seems to me. And if you recall, what was the terminology used for the person who says it's aser? So it was aser, and it's ribis katsutsa, right? Dindoraisa. So well, it sounds like one would have to be machmir under that scenario, although, you know, I'm not sure what the scenario would really be. This thing would come up. But it's a good ribbis chap over there. Okay. Okay, so now we head into the issue that Bob brought up last week, saying thank you, giving kibudim, all those kinds of things. So take a look back in Kuf Samech, sift you back into the tour. I wasn't talking to you. So what does it say there? So in Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, it says, "Even ribbis dvarim nami aser. Even ribbis dvarim would be prohibited. Shvul yaktim lo shalom, im lo haya ragil litim lo shalom." That you can't say shalom. That you shouldn't be saying hello to the person. That's what shalom seems to be meaning here. You shouldn't say shalom to the guy if he never used to say shalom to you. In the tour. V'lo yomer hamalva lelova hodiani imba ish ploni makom ploni b'chiyoti v'zeh. Nor should the malva shouldn't say to the lova, oh, let me know if this guy shows up or something like that. I mean, because now the lova is going to feel obligated to do a favor for the malva. So the malva says, do this, even though it doesn't sound like it's to work. You see the guy show up, send me a text. So it doesn't sound like it's any work, but it sounds like that's what it's that's the problem there. If he wouldn't do such items before. Valkane, therefore, and this we quoted this before when he first started, Valkane, Sarfli Zarbin Ribis, Shalo Yivakish Shumtsad Heter. Therefore we should be careful when it comes to Ribis that you shouldn't be looking for a Tayrim. Ki Davar Hamoshek L'Adam, because it's something that draws a person. Vim Hayom Yiftach Lo Kehuda Shel Machen, if today we open up the whole of Gilo Shel Machat, the whole of a pin. Yosef Midi Yom Yom, you're going to add on more and more until you open it up like the opening of a ulam, a hall, right? Until it becomes very, very large. So this is where he sticks that in. It sounds so unreasonable. Joel didn't even wait for this to say it's unreasonable. He thought the last sif was unreasonable. He thought the last sif was unreasonable. But then, you see, you can't even say thank you. You can't even say hi to the person. So he seems to empower it here, strengthen here by saying, don't look for any kulas, because once you start being makel in one thing, you're going to start becoming makel in many, many things. Fine. So actually, we skipped. There is a separate Beis Yosef for Yud that doesn't get a mention in.
The guy who lent them the money could say, yeah, I lent them all this money. He's going to say hello to me.
Correct. So we'll talk about the hello. we'll talk about this now. Yeah. So if you go to the Beis Yosef Yud, so Beis Yosef is a little bit before where we are.
I don't see. Oh, but it's.
There is Tes Ches. There's Tes and Tes. Before that is Yud Beis. And before that is Yud. It starts with the Ches of Harambam.
Oh, it's way back here.
Yeah.
So weird.
What?
So weird the way they put these letters.
Yes. Well, it's not the way they put the letters according to the way it's in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
What's weird is why Shulchan Aruch is not in the order of Beis Yosef, or why the Beis Yosef is in the order that it is. So. Yeah. So what does he write here? So this is an interesting halacha. This comes up. Chasva Ram Parakim Hilchos Malva Sha'asr Lo Lilmod Es Hamalva Mikro Utalmud Kozmad Shma'osa Biyado In Loya Rugil Bazemikoda. That if Malva lends money to the Lova happens to be a Talmud Chacham, he's not allowed to teach the Malva Torah during the interim. Because that looks like ribbis, unless they were chavrusas beforehand, or unless they were shirim beforehand, things like that. So it sounds like, though, that that's a monetary issue. So, like, let's say you borrow money from, well, the rabbi, right? And then you decide to go to the rabbi's shir. So the rabbi's shir are generally free, right? So that's probably not going to be a violation of this din. But it's a monetary issue that's being raised here. Generally, somebody pays the other person, and because they're paying the other person, and now they're going to do it for free, so then that's going to be a problem. But if that's not the minhag for every, it's just an open shear, it sounds like it should be okay. So there's no isser of hearing Torah from the lova. It's that you're not allowed to get something that you otherwise, a value that you otherwise would have had to pay for.
You're not supposed to charge for what
Toshua will pay. Yes, so this gets into that. Yeah, that discussion has some bearing here. Correct. So the chasav bal hatshumos b'chelik beis the mistabra dafil beno shel malva, even if it's the son of the malva, aser lil mod, you're not allowed to learn with the lova. Why? Kevan sha'av chayiv lil mod es beno Torah, because that's the father's responsibility. Afil uschar, even if he needs to pay for it. So it's not just the father's responsibility when the kid's below bar mitzvah, it's the father's responsibility. It sounds like even after the kid's bar mitzvah, the father is responsible to raise the child. Included in that is making sure that they learn, which often includes yeshiva tuition and tutors and all that kind of stuff. So the chafima shekasav haramba and parak alt mehilchos talmud Torah she'enu chayiv lilmod es bino bischar, and according to what the Rambam wrote in parak alt talmud Torah, that you're not chayiv to pay for your son's learning, el tor shivchsav, el tor shivchsav, el tor shivalpeh, hachanami eno asur lumud es bino shomalve el tor shivchsav. So perhaps maybe it's only an iser for the lova to teach him tor shivchsav, because that's what you would pay for. But tor shivalpeh, you're actually not allowed to pay for. However, mihu lefi minageinu, our minagiz shenosin tzchar, we do pay. Gamal tor shivalpeh, we pay. Asur lamdo, no, he's not allowed to accept money for it. There is such an idea out there. It's also within the Rambam. Yeah. But we have whatever way we have around that, ultimately money is leaving the learnee and going to the learner, the teacher, right? Ultimately the money is changing hands. However you work out that heter, there still is money changing hands. If you're not going to be giving that money, so then that value is added on to the loan, in which case that would be a problem. As long as the son is living off, the son is not separated from the parent. So, right, the son is 30 years old, so there's no isser on him. He's on his own. But if it's something that otherwise the parent would be paying for, so you'd be chayef. So he actually has an interesting thing here. Rabbi Reisman has a thing. Let's say there is a person who takes a loan. Reuven takes a loan from Shimon, and now Shimon makes a bar mitzvah, and Shimon and Reuven are friends. So now Reuven shows up to the bar mitzvah. So can he give a bar mitzvah? Does he have to be careful about the bar mitzvah gift he gives to the son? Right now, the son is over bar mitzvah. Right, but on the other hand, he's still sumich al shulchan aviv. But generally, the bar mitzvah money is something that's kept by the kid. Right, so you have to just be careful that and you also have to make sure that it's not totally out of the ordinary, such that it's an obvious hakaras atov to the father. Right, it has to be nuanced enough that it's not totally contingent on the loan. Okay, so that is Okay. He adds that the Beis Yosef seems to add here, the lova hamavriya chari, that if a lova chases away a lion, minichse chavero, from his friend, sorich l'shalmu, you got to pay him. V'ilo havi avagribus, then it's avagribus. And if the lova chases away and saves the malva stuff, so the malva won out. He's getting value, so he's got to pay for whatever value he was protected by. Okay, so that's Yud. If you look at Yud Beis, if you go to the next section here, it says Yud Beis Aleph. So we'll include that. And we covered that in the tour as well already. So this is Garsim Perakam de Kedushin, right? Amar Abai, the Asr le Kaddish Bahana Malve, Chumar Jehaisa Chayeves Lo, who is Harsha Marviach La Zman, Tiskadish Lo. Asr Mifnei Aramas Ribis. So Ruvain owes Shimon, Ruvain owes Rachel money. Reuven owns, let me use a different girl's name. Reuven owes Sarah money, and Sarah says new pay up. So, I'm sorry, the opposite. Sarah owes Reuven. Yeah, no, that's it. Reuven owes Sarah money, and he says, "Sarah, I don't have the money, but I could marry you." Mm-hmm. And how about that money? Because you're giving me an extra amount of time to pay you back, we'll count that value towards Kedushin. So that would be Aser. right? Because she's benefiting. We'd hope she's benefiting from the extension that she's granting the guy in right. Not only is she getting her money paid back eventually, but she's also getting a husband, which is valuable. So therefore, that would be a problem of. He says only harumas ribis. I'm not even sure why it's harumas ribis. Oh, I guess it's harumas ribis because they didn't make that deal up in the beginning. So therefore, it's only harumas ribis. It's because it came up later after the loan. It wasn't part of the original agreement. That would only be ribis durabanan. Okay. And one more section here in the Beis Yosef Yud Aleph. So the Beis Yosef here spells out a filu ribis devarim. Says Bryce of a so perk easier. Neshech af b'shul pasuk ba goes Mordechai delo mitzar lahakim lo shalom. This is a point that even though Mordechai says it's not an isser in giving the guy shalom. Eladafka ba'omer lo bischar ma'usecha, but rather dafka say to him because you gave me money. I'm saying you hello because you lent me money. You make that connection. Lo mashmaha. So the Mordechai said, that's the problem. The problem is when it's a clear connection. You just give the guy a hello, so what's wrong with that? The Beis Yosef says, come on. Mashmaha, chim divrei shar hapos, befarshim, el b'chol gavnei aser. That's all these things are aser. But, the chasaba goes, perkei mihilchos malve, aval imachzik lo tova, umalva mashiv lo lemasik lo tova im kachlum. That if he says, gives him a yasher koach for the good thing he did for him, and then the malva returns it to him, so then you don't have to worry about it. I mean, he says, thank you. No, thank you. So that should be okay. Avachin kasav agos, Mordechai perkei zu neshech. So lishna de braisa. Now, the Beis Yosef here raises this issue, which seems to get lost later on. He says, lishna de braisa tani asr lahakdim l'shalom kashtus. I don't quite understand the language. Demash v'daflagav shigam ha-malve mashivo asr. It sounds like, even if the malve answers him, it should be a problem. Right, but oh, shaloshim machzik litova lo shayich al nesinas shalom. And also, who says that thank you has to do with nesinas shalom? Right, thank you is not necessarily the same thing. A yasher koach for doing me a good thing is not the same as saying shalom. V'im nifarish hay masik l'tova shenosin lochein al shalova yiksha dahav vaday daaser mikol shekein dak damas shalom. Right, and if the Mishnah would say it's aser to say thank you, so then I would know saying the shalom would be a problem. But if it's just the hakdamas shalom, the saying hello, shalom is a bracha. Shalom is something good. It's more than a masik lo tova. So if that's what the Mishnah is saying, it could be that the thank you should be mutter anyways. I think that's what the Beis Yosef is saying. I don't really see, it doesn't make it into Shulchan Aruch, this blind Beis Yosef. I think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying that which is considered more valuable, when you say hello or when you say thank you. So his assumption is, and it's hard to kind of translate into modern day parlance, but his assumption seems to be that saying hello is more valuable than saying thank you. So if the Mishnah wanted to aser any recognition from one to the other, what example would it have given? It would have given the Masik Lotova example. And then you say, oh, Masik Lotova is aser, certainly Shalom Aleichem is aser. But the fact that the Mishnah only gave Shalom Aleichem as being a problem perhaps indicates that saying a thank you should be permissible anyways. I think that's what the Beis Yosef is saying here. Okay, fine. That's sufficient. Let's just take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. So there's three sifim back to back on this topic here. So Yud was Asr Lumud es Hamalve, Oes Bino Mikra O Gemara, Kolzman Shema Osa Viyado. So you're not permitted to teach the son Mikra O Gemara. So that distinction between Torah Shabbat Pen and Torah Shabbat Sav, the Beis Yosef immediately wipes out. No distinction, and Kolzman Shema Osa Viyado, as long as the money is in his hand, Vim Lo Haya Raga Bazemikon. It wasn't like that before it. Of course, it was like that before it, so then it should be okay. The Shach throws in the addition that we had, was the father's chayv to teach the son, and even if the son is older, you still have to give him, and even though technically you can't really pay for it, still you have to pay for it, and fine, that's what the Shach says. Fine. Comes Yud Aleph and says, Imlo ya ragil lahakdim l'shom, asr lahakdim lo. That's all it says. Now, here in the Chelkas Binyamin on that, the Chelkas Binyamin comments, gives you the tale. He says, if it's a... First he says, he says, if you would have asked him, you know... A thank you is not there's no value to the thank you. A thank you is menschlichkeit, and therefore it shouldn't be included in the cheshbon between the two. And it could be the idea of masik lo shalom is different than saying thank you. It's just a different line. Masik shalom is shalom aleichem, and shalom aleichem is a bracha. Saying thank you is an acknowledgement. It's not necessarily anything of value that you're giving to the other person. Where are you? It's Yud Aleph. So, it sounds like you should be able to do it. The Einze Elamidas Derech Eretz, the Alma Shalolis Naik Ilu Wasi Mokhlan. They shouldn't act like the guy didn't do anything for you. You say thank you. However, there are those that are choshesh for it to be a problem. He says, if you say shalom, and the guy responds by saying, you say shalom aleichem, the guy says, aleichem shalom. So that should be okay. Rabbi Reisman says that, what are you thanking him for? If the value, that he says, yes, there is a value in terms of the money that's being had. A guy gives you $100, you gotta give him back $100. But he says, there's also effort in making the loan. So you could thank him for that effort. So he says, if you want to be machmir, that's how you should structure your yeshakach. Thank you for all of the efforts you've put in for this. Should cover the bases, no? Be okay. So that's in the green book. That's his eitzah for how to avoid that challenge. Okay, and then in Yud Beis, it's lo yomer lo hudyani imba ish ploni mimakom ploni. You can't say, let me know if such a person shows up. V'chein shar ribis dvarim. All ribis dvarim would be aser. Ba'alma aser. V'afil l'tayva ashana ba'alma. Kamoshi is bar v'sofa simen. Even if it's just like open enjoyment, like tova sana is. How would you translate it? Yeah.
Usually applies when have the right to determine which coin
right,
to give.
Right, right. That's the classic Tovas Anah case. Right. I have the right to decide which coin to give an aliyah to, I'm sorry, truma to, and I hereby give it to you, and I have benefit because I have the rights to those decisions. So I guess that's how you apply here. Right? There may also be a problem. Asur l'kadish, and then he adds in, Asur l'kadish isha ba'ana milva kagon shehi chayavaslam raviyach la, right, hazman kadesha tiskadish la. And you're not allowed to be the kadish woman with the hana of the halva. For example, he says that because she's giving him more times, if he's going to marry her, that would be a problem based on the Gemara in the beginning of Kedushin.
So if I would give it to the Kohen, let me money, is that what he means?
Oh, which direction is it? If the
I have truma, I can give it to any coin I like. So if I purposely give it to the coin who let me borrow $100,
but he said that for sure is a problem. Yeah,
that might be the problem.
Yeah, he pointed out the other. However, there is a din that if the only way for you to be mekayim in the mitzvahs with that person would be mutter. Yeah. So he obligated last week with the pinyan of Ben if he's the only coin around. Yeah. So that would be mutter. Yeah, because it's not nicker anymore, right? The only reason, I'm not just like doing picking him as the coin because he lent me $1,000. I'm letting him pick him as the coin because he's the only coin. So he has another interesting point. What about Hashavas Aveda? So if can you return a lost item to somebody who lost it if he's the one who lent you money? So he says, yeah, because the only way for you to fulfill that, the only way for you to fulfill that mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is to do Hashavas Aveda, is to return to its owner. Exactly. You can't return to a different owner. There's only one owner. So if the only way for you to fulfill a mitzvah is by doing this, which is outside the realm of the loan, so he suggested that would be permissible. All right. So.